We're going to speak to Noel Biden about the Morton Stadium in Santry there, and he's going to tell us a little bit about what's going on. Good morning, Noel, are you with us?
I am, Liam. How are you?
Ah, good morning. Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. It's a clearer morning this morning, I think, don't you think?
Well, hopefully now the weather holds well, because we have a great meet up in Santry tonight, so hopefully the weather gods will shine upon us.
Absolutely. Fingers crossed. So tell us a bit, first of all, Noel, if you don't mind, a little bit about yourself and how you got involved.
Okay. I'm the club secretary in Clonliffe Harriers, and about 10 years ago we decided that we would revive the Morton Mile as an annual event, and we would try and promote an international athletics meeting. And over the last kind of 9 years, it's grown to the stage where we now have the Morton Games, which has 100 overseas athletes from 28 countries plus Ireland's best athletes, and it has just blossomed into, you know, one of the best meets on you know, the international circuit, to be quite frank.
It sounds fantastic. And so to a layperson who doesn't know what's going on, to be perfectly honest, a lot of people wouldn't even know there was a stadium in Santry. So can you tell us a bit about how it came to fruition, you know?
Okay, well, the funny thing is, I mean, I agree with you on that front, Liam, that a lot of people don't know what's on the doorstep.
Mm-hmm.
But the Morton Stadium in Santry has been there since 1955.
Wow.
The Santry Stadium was built by Clonliffe Harriers under the guidance of Billy Morton back in 1955, and has been there for the last, whatever that is, 55, 65 years, whatever it is.
That'll do. it's yeah. A bit early for math.
And the stadium, I mean, Clonliffe Harriers are the resident athletic club there. And Clonliffe, we have kind of 500 members from age 8 up to 80.
Wow.
In case for all abilities, all sports, you know, all track and field, throwing, sprinting, distance races, marathon running, you name it, we cater for it.
It sounds fantastic. I mean, and so how do people, firstly, get to know a bit more about what's going on? Obviously, you've got a big event coming up, but we'll get to that in a few minutes. So how can people find you guys? How can people find Morton Games?
Well, Morton Games, first of all, just tonight's meet, mortongames.ie has all the information about mm-hmm. tonight's meet. And our club, Clonliffe Harriers, their website is clonlivehariersac.com. But if anyone wants to come along and see what Clonliffe Harriers is all about, they can just simply come up any Tuesday or Thursday night when we're training and talk to anyone up there who'll fill them in. But really, for tonight's meet, and that's why I'm delighted to have this opportunity of coming on your show, Liam, what we want is to try and get as big a crowd as we can to Santry, because, you know, the meet has it all, the international athletes, Irish athletes, it has everything. And the only thing, unfortunately, the sport of athletics is lacking is support from the general public, mainly because they don't know that the thing is on, to be quite honest with you.
This is it, yeah.
The competition
yeah.
from Gaelic, you know, from rugby, from the Premiership, it just pushes the sport of athletics not only off the back pages, but off the pages entirely.
Well, athletics itself, I mean, I have a couple of boys, young boys, and they're interested in lots of different sports, as you can imagine. But athletics is something that I would seriously think about getting them involved in. It seems to be something that is fantastic for the body in general. Tell us a little bit about what's going on. You've got the international men's event, the women's event, and a few different things that are going on during the night. You've got
we kind of it's a program of 12 track and field events, starting off with the men's 100, and that we have the qualifiers with the final later on in the program. But that particular event has, from recollection, I think it has 6 or 7 athletes who have run 10.01 seconds.
Wow.
Now, the importance of that name is that there has never been a sub-10-second 100-metre race ran on Irish soil. So it could happen tonight, but we're pretty sure there'll be a new stadium record set tonight. And also, if people come along to Santry, they will see the fastest ever Irish 100 metres on Irish soil.
That is a serious speed for 100 metres, wow.
It is. I mean, it's only the blink of an eyelid off the great Usain Bolt kind of times, you know, and it's that fast. But kind of, I mean, we've a whole range of events after that, from, you know, women's 200, 400 metre races, the women's 800, which would feature Ireland's Ciarán McGeoghegan, who's a bronze medalist at this year's European Indoor Championships.
Mm-hmm.
Ciarán will be, you know, the home favourite tonight. She's a top class international field against her, and she's here to run fast. And, you know, who knows how fast she can run? The
wow.
possibility she might run an Irish record.
Mm.
And then, of course, in the men's 800, we have Mark English, who won the Diamond League meet there in Birmingham on Sunday night. Mark's in great form, and he's really looking forward to running fast tonight. He's chasing the qualifying time for the World Championship. So again, if there's support, he could do it. And, you know, as I said to you, Liam, we just need people to come out and support the event.
Of course, of course. You're breaking. You could be making history tonight.
We could be. And I mean, on the subject of history, I mean, the Morton Mile is kind of the most famous race in Irish athletics, has been won by all the great Damon Coughlin, Ray Flynn, Marcus O'Sullivan. And tonight we've John Travers of the Nor Harriers looking to get the first Irish winner of the Morton Mile in 15 years, which is a long time. But we've a lot of American athletes over.
Well,
we've a guy, Andy Byer, who's on the way to the World Championships, and he you know, will go fast tonight. Guy Sam Prackett, who won last year's Morton Mile, is back to defend the title. So we'd be hopeful that, you know, there would be, you know, last year we had 10 guys ran sub 4 in that race. If we got the same again tonight, it'd be magnificent.
Well, it really, really does sound absolutely amazing. So that's the 100 metre mile, or excuse me, not mile, seconds, 10 seconds or thereabouts. There's a 400, there's an 800, so obviously it's a different category then, is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's a big difference between athletes who run 100 metres.
But it's all on time. It's all a time thing, yeah?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And then, I mean, the longest distance race tonight is 5,000 metres. That's
I was going to ask you, the Albie Thomas 5,000. Yeah, that must be
it. Right.
And how many times around the track would they have to do for that?
Only 12 and a half times.
Okay. That's nothing. Oh, my gosh.
12 and a half times by 400 metres.
Wow.
But that Liam is going to be a cracking race, because we have 20 athletes in it, and we have guys from Spain, Finland, Sweden, Great Britain, Ireland, the US, Australia. It's a full international field in that race. And I think there's kind of six of them are over trying to get the qualifying time for the World Championships. And they've come especially to Ireland, especially to Santry, to try and run that time here on our doorstep. And
absolutely.
I know keep on banging on, looking for support.
No, I think it's a fantastic event, and the more people down there, the better. I mean, what these people are going to put themselves through sounds absolutely fantastical, and it sounds like it's going to be a really exciting night.
Absolutely, Liam. But the thing about it, like people come along tonight, they'll be thoroughly entertained. There's no gaps between any race. Once one race is over, the next one will start.
Wow.
There's no gaps. It's kind of, you know, it's non-stop action for 2 hours. And you know, the entry fee, it's a tenner. I mean, what do you get nowadays for a tenner? If you bring kids with you and they're under 16 years of age, bring them in for free.
Well, I really like that idea, that under 16s are free, because they're the youth, they're the future. So if they see something like this and they get some kind of inspiration, yeah, it sounds great.
And I mean what we always hope is that you know, the kids come along, they watch this, you know, they might be already in the sport, it might keep them in the sport longer, because it's so important that kids are doing other things rather than, you know, the PlayStation or whatever the hell.
Absolutely.
And we'd always have the view that any kid involved in a sport, you know, they look after themselves then, they look out for one another, they look after the team, they look
absolutely
out for their teammates,
mm-hmm.
and they actually become, you know, more rounded people.
I agree. No, I do agree. I do agree. Yeah. The sports for kids is absolutely fantastic, especially, as you say, they can't go out and play on the road anymore like us back in the day.
Absolutely, absolutely. Do you remember when we were kids, Liam, we used to have races around the block?
Ah, yeah, absolutely. Sure, it was part of the fun of being a kid.
Absolutely, absolutely. But that's all gone. But, you know, sports clubs, and no matter what the sport is, you know, if kids are involved in it, it's great for the future, great for their well-being.
Absolutely. So, tell me now, also, apart from running at a very, very high speed and then keeping up with your partner and another 5,000 metre run, you have javelin. Javelin, now that's an interesting one.
We have, yeah. We've a javelin competition which we introduced last year. And interesting thing about tonight's javelin competition is we have two guys who've come all the way from Japan. So don't ask me to pronounce their names. But they're two really nice guys. I've kind of met them in the hotel over the last couple of days.
Very good.
They're very little English, but they have kind of expressed how happy they are to be here, how much they've enjoyed a few days in Ireland. They've never been here before. They're very impressed by the welcome of the Irish people and the warmth of the Irish people, and they're really looking forward to tonight's event.
Fantastic. So we're going to see some serious spears being thrown into the sky. So.
Absolutely.
Really, 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 really exciting. And you've also got the high jump, which I haven't seen myself in a while.
Yeah, we've the women's high jump competition, and again, you know, just to name check a couple of people in that, we've a girl, Summer Leckie, who's an Irish athlete who last year won the world under 20. Sorry, she was second. She was runner up. So she won silver in the world under 20 high jump.
Wow!
So she's the second best, you know, 20-year-old high jumper in the world.
That's a fantastic feat.
It's fantastic, you know, and she'd be competing tonight against a number of athletes, including Eleanor Patterson of Australia, who was an Olympic finalist in Rio a couple of years ago. We've another girl, actually interesting story, a girl called Priscilla Fredericks, who competed in the Cork City Sports last week, but between Cork City Sports and Morton Games, she's gotten married down in Cork, and she's arrived up with her husband to continue her honeymoon at the Morton Games.
Oh, that's very good. very good. So it sounds like it's going to be an absolutely amazing night. I really, 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 really wish you well, and I hope it works out as you planned.
Thanks.
I can say is, our listeners, if you're listening out there, get yourselves down. It's only around the corner in Santry at 6:45, and get yourself in there and get your kids down. It's free. They'll get to see some absolutely amazing stuff. Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing that with us.
Not at all, a pleasure. And listen, thanks very much, Liam. I really appreciate your support, and look forward to getting many of our listeners down to Santry tonight.
Fingers crossed. Thanks a lot, Noel, for coming and speaking to us. We much appreciate it.
Good man.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Man.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
So there you go. That was Noel Boyden, and he was telling us all about the Morton Games, which, to personally, I've had a vague idea of what it was. Now, folks, is your chance. Tonight is your chance to go down there and see some absolutely fantastic athletics. If you've got kids, bring them down. They might be inspired. They might get involved in some sports. You know, it's free in for kids.